Kazinde gecelerine kadar derdinde.
Did you finish the question?
Yes.
So, I think I cleared the very first starting. The very first starting?
Yes.
When your mind is what?
If I retract my intention from the object of your mind,
take away your attention
from your mind. When somebody, if your mind is taken away,
take
attention to somewhere else.
Take
it away. If your mind is, if your attention is taken away,
yes,
taken away, taken away, something that you wanted or not, we don't want. Taken away to something that you wanted or not.
Would you like me to bring your question there, sir?
No, you said, I want to exercise with your question. Yes. So when your attention is taken away,
yes,
then what happens?
Would mind become aware of itself?
Would mind become aware of itself?
Itself.
Aware of itself.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what would be a sense of mind?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be a space empty? Since a space is nothing, so could be my mind.
Your question is very interesting. Very abstract, very interesting. Yeah. No, it has good meaning. I think, as I mentioned yesterday, if you have a remembrance, there's one object that you want to concentrate on, then your attention is taken on another object. And then if you are remembering that time, you are supposed to concentrate on this object, mental subject, and then there's awareness that your mind is distracted from another object. So then that awareness is coming back. The remembrance and the awareness, mind distracted from another object, or about to distract, which is actually brain back. So the remembrance, awareness, with the remembrance, awareness, with those two, with support of those two, then possible the mind is aware of itself. Can be said. Aware of itself. So that aware of itself that is distracted. So you recognize what's happening to the mind, what the mind is doing. The mind is aware of what the mind is doing. Mind is aware of what the mind is doing. Then I wouldn't say mind is space. Mind is mind is not space. Yeah. But mind is formless. mind is formless. No color, no shapes. But it's not space. mind is impermanent. Mind is impermanent. Today's mind is a continuation of it exists depending on cause. The yesterday's continuation which existed yesterday, that was the cause of today's mind. And the present, this moment, this hour, this minute, this second mind is production of the previous second, present minute, this minute mind is production of previous minute. And this hour mind is the production of the previous hour. So under the control of those causes. So therefore, our mind is nature is impermanence. So that it's formless, but that which say. Which nature is clear and perceiving object. So which has that characteristic and function. So that. If anger, attachment, or whatever. So its nature is clear, perceiving object, like that. Even its delusion. So there's a this clear is what I'm talking here is the conventional. Nature is clear, perceiving object. There's a clear light, nature of the mind, clear light. That one is nature of the mind, which is emptiness. Which is emptiness. The ultimate nature of the ultimate nature of mind. That is also truth. A mind is also conversion truth. So the when it's a clear light, nature of mind, that's the emptiness of mind, the Buddha nature. which gives us all the hopes in life. Which gives us all the hopes. It's because of that we can do everything. Because of that. Kill that much mind. So kill that much. Even though that we have been suffering some reincarnating, suffering samsara from beginning to birth, you know, even though the condition of delusion has no beginning, but it can be ended. Because we carry that much mind, we build a nature. That was a good nature, so we can eliminate the cause of suffering, the delusion karma. You know, because mind is not one, it's with the delusion. So it's temporary obscure, so all the defilements are temporary. They are not permanent, they are temporary. Temporary defilements. So they can be, mind is not one, it's with the defilements, so they can be eliminated. It can be eliminated. And that's how it can be. You can be liberated forever from the sufferings. There's a possibility. That's how possibility liberation and by ceasing human development, then can you see full enlightenment. the kill that nature mind, that was a good nature, but that gives us all the hopes. So anyway, even though the suffering samsara, the cause of suffering samsara, delusion, even though the continuation of that has to begin, but we can end. There's a possibility. There's a possibility to end because of the nature. The mind is not one. Mind is not one with one. So that's that. So like the sky, the clear sky, temporarily obscured by fogginess, by two other cause conditions, and then two other cause conditions, the wind and something, and then two other cause conditions, that fogginess can be cleared away. You see that sky, sunshine, you know, clear sky, sunshine, so everybody can enjoy it like that. the mirror that was covered by dirt cannot reflect, but it's power, it is potential to reflect, so it's not dirt, you know. Maybe it's not one of dirt, so therefore, due to other conditions, dust and water, you can wash away the dust which covers the clay job of the obstacles, the clay job of the mirror, you know, and then it can give acid's potential, it's not always dust, so it can give the reflection. Yeah. So similar, our mind like that. as I mentioned in the teaching that, you know, the gong has, this is on the gong, meets external condition, the stick that heats to that. So that's like meeting the guru, you know, the virtual friend. Which your path, you see. So then by meeting a guru, there's no condition of meeting a guru. You see, the like teaching going through the reading path, you know, giving teachings. Like beginning going, you see. Then, you know, with this external conditions, and then the gong has potential to give the sound. So the sound comes similar by meeting the external condition of guru and doing teaching. As you can practice the truth, then from within one's mind, it's a Buddha nature. So realization comes from within. You know, so that. So all this unbelievable this incredible this is the qualities of the mind, the realizations, the time that are the enclosed and what you can benefit. You can remove your defilements and you can remove number of things and things, to you get the mental. So, all those impossible qualities that Arahatas, Bodhisattvas, Buddhas have achieved. So all those comes come from all those qualities. God's qualities come from within, from Buddha nature. So like that. So, that's about it.
The sentence I made, does it make sense or is not right? You know, when I made this question, the way I asked the question, does it make sense or not?
Good sense.
Thank you very much.
Very good sense. You're almost welcome. But we have to go to the subject and what was your question. I think Prabhupada said my life is to feel all something from the suffering cause of thinking nothing, the balance is going to end. No matter how long it takes, no matter how long, how many lifetimes, how many years takes time, no matter how difficult it is. So our duty to achieve enlightenment, to have a walk for enlightenment, to liberate a number of sinful things from the oceans of samsara suffering, going to enlightenment. So, so it's the end of these verses. With the remembrance, awareness, and the consciousness. Protect, always protect the doors of his senses. So, so it is mentioned by Katambatishe Kara Pinchum. Katambatishe Kara Pinchum, if I say this. When the desire rises to engage in the unrighteous activities. Abstain, say restrain restrain the body and speech, moving towards that, going towards that. So restrain from that, you see. Restrain the body speech, you see. Moving towards that unrighteous action, engaging in unrighteous. So, chanting lela, judo na, yoma yoa, yoma yoa, don't you come. So, like that, kind of going to say, I think one or two pages, you know. So, at the end of every advice has arm. This expression is Bomshi Am, minted this, is Am. So there's an Am, so there's many Ams, you know. That is it, there's Am. So there's Am, how many Ams? 16 Ams or something, you know. At each stanza, some stanzas or something, say, at last you say, it's end up with Am. Like they asked me to do it, right? You see. So. So at that time, then he says, that was really the end. then he says, the other he says, Dakshe Miki Pajasa, two months of the dreams. So if you do that, it means, you know, if you restrain from the the body speech moving towards the moving or also engaging in the unrighteous action. The advantage is what you get. which advantage benefit we get, you see. It says, it eliminates obstacles, yours and others. But, and then, tomorrow trouble, number two, then you will see the attainment, you will see the common and supreme attainment. So that's the best of the yet. So you need to understand. If you do that, you will strengthen, you see. Your body speech engaging the understandings. Then what special benefit? Advantage you get, see, to reflect that, to think that is very important, very important, and then it gives courage to you. Here is courage, courage, and then you're happy, because courage gives you, you don't think advantage, or all the special advantage, profit, those profit. The special advantage would you get. If you think of that, a very important advantage, benefit would you get. If you think of that, and then you get courage, and then you're happy. Then you are happy, you see, to restrain from, see, restrain the, you see, and just body speech is engaging in the last directions. So the, So, for example, that if by meditating the more discover how this body is precious with. Freedom can and endowment and how they're so meaningful and how to so this this is about one time and then we see that and then especially the impermanent death, nature of the life. The dead can happen any time. What happens? Not just the dead itself, the dead can happen any time. But what happens after that? Related with the karma, what happens after that? In one day, the good karma, the karma. So which one is more perfect? Even we are good time practice, the more with mind so uncontrolled. So the delusion arises like waterfall, showers of rain or hailstorm or like waterfall, so forcefully and so uncontrollably. So what karma is created one day is a more near karma, and from that from today or from birth, from beginning to birth, you see what those two karmas which are more created, more near karma. So which is rebirth in the lower realm or rebirth in the higher realm? The happy time. What do you take? Suffering, the body of the suffering transmigrated being, or the body of the happy transmigrated being. So it's defined, that's up to the karma, defined by karma. karma, which karma is more correct, so it's answered before. So anyway, so until it's purified, until purified with the perfect powerful confession, you know, or the actual pardon is purified. So then it otherwise, you know, if that happens now, then the rebirth in the Lord, you know, from that, see, the most unbearable, how there's no feeling to practice Dharma, you know, then unbearable suffering, reflecting, meditating on those, you know, discovering of those, you see, more we discover, more one feel unbearable, then, so that those how entire samsara, the human realm, desire, human realm, and devil realm, those desire realms, you know, then the formless realm, the devil realm, you see, besides desire realm, the formless realm, how all these are all in nature of suffering, disgusting, you know, the whole intense samsara, you see, desire realm, formless realm, even devil realm, and the desire realm, formless realm, formless realm, how all these are all in nature of suffering, all it, you know, all of that. The most disgusting, or very terrifying to rank it again in these realms. So most disgusting or terrifying. like you don't want to jump into the sacred tank, you know? You don't want to jump into the sacred tank. You know, there's all the interesting things, you know? And the smelling and taste of all these stuff, yeah. So you don't get into that, you don't jump into that, or you don't jump into the very center of the hot red fire, you don't jump into that, see. So, all the, what is full of poisonous snake, you see, middle of that, so it's terrifying, it's a bit, it's a, you know, you say, don't want to even for a minute, second in that, you see. So, very terrifying. So, so because of all the dangers, problems, what you would experience, so then there's no slightest attraction to be in the very center of the fire of the inside of the sacred temple, the, you know, where there's poisonous snakes, you see, the nest or like that, you see. So, because you know very clearly the suffering, you see, or how it's unpleasant, all that, you see. So, you see, desire and form, even devotion, desire and formless. And desire and there's suffering, pain, suffering changes, some sort of pleasure, which is suffering changes, and the pervasive compound of suffering. the aggregates, you know, the aggregates, end of the control of the karma delusion, production of the imbue called karma delusion, and because of that, it is nature. There's not the meaning of pervasion, then also it is because of the end of the karma delusion, so the idea is the nature of suffering, so there's not a pervasion. Then also it is contaminated, seed of delusion, so there's not the meaning of pervasion. So, because of the seed, you know, then delusion, because the seed is there, then it can. Any time, the problems can rise. Mental and physical problems can rise from the seed. see, the delusion, the karma, see.
Mm.
So it commands suffering of this life. Then also it produces delusion, and then that produces karma. It comes, it lives, you see, plants the seed, karma seed on the culture, on the continuity of the sixth consciousness of the mind, you know, and that produces, and then that karma seed produces future rebirth, future samsara. And so the this I guess you see pervasive compounding suffering. So the compound this life suffering and future life suffering is by producing future rebirth, you see. So this is a fundamental suffering of samsara. On this basis, you know, this is like this. On this basis, and then as you suffering of pain, and suffering of pain, you know, all these sufferings, even the animal realizes, you know, even they have aversion to that, even they have detachment to that, you see, aversion, you see, those sufferings are suffering pain. Even the animal does not suffer, like hot and cold, and the person suffer all this, you know, all that. the temporary samsara pleasure, which comes from the pervasive compounding suffering from that, from this idea. Suffering, or samsara, see. So desiring when you experience all the three sufferings. there's no suffering of pain, but there's according to the sovereign vision, there's suffering of changes, and of course, pervasive compounding suffering. There, the I guess is, you know, the elemental karma delusion, and of course, the energy of suffering, then of the contaminated seed of delusions. Pervasive suffering, see. And then the formless realm, they don't have those kinds of suffering, but they have a pervasive compound suffering. That gives the ease in short of that. So, also from there, when that karma finishes, you have no reincarnation in the hell, hungers, and no other realms, you see. So, we went through this formless desire. Devajanam, Desajanam, Formajanam, Komajanam, we went through this numberless times, you know, in the heart. So, so it's like a new experience. You also has some severe. How this is so disgusting, if we think, we human beings need to start to say, desiring the pleasure, some pleasures, as we think they're so great and something, something really happens, or something so great, we see a thing like that, but we could not see any sort of suffering, you see. But the formed realm beings, they see the desire realm, you see, pleasure is totally disgusting. You know. All the nature of suffering. So through six say is six there. Yeah. Yeah, chapter two. Six compassion. But then they need to be, checked. So six analysis in six compassion. So senior social pressure. The comprehension of analyzing individually each character analyzing individually. so that's looking at first looking at the desired them as a natural suffering, as it is a natural suffering, or the sense pleasures or this, you know. Sense pleasures, the pleasure of sleeping, pleasure of sex, pleasure of food, all these things. So, the human desire, pleasures, all these things. So as it's one which was suffering, then you try to see, you examine that, and mention it, examine that. And so you discover, you see only which was suffering as it is. you compare the formula, the long, very long life, more peace, with more peace, happiness, all that. So you compare, then look at the better, you know, you see. Then you look for, say, the attachment, you look for that, you know, seek for that. Then you see this all the origin of the human reality, that's all the suffering and all these pleasures. Just to analyze suffering, you should discover that, you see, through analysis. So then, you have to achieve samatha, karma, orientation, then you see. So that's the start foundation, you see. And so there's a preliminary thing, you achieve the, first level of the firm contemplation, there's a four levels. So when you achieve the bond there from the room, then so how you see, the desire, and desire. So the human beings, you see, the desire of the all this, no matter how much they believe so great, but you see, that, so then the who are in the first level of the four level of firm contemplation, so who is in the first level, how to see the desire, how much we think our pleasure so great, this and that, but this is total. This is complete disgusting. Complete disgusting. You know. No, could not find one single attraction for even 1 second. Total suffering. You know. The whole pleasure, really, which we think so great, you know, but this is total. Has only total. Suffering. So it's like you see, so much, you know, so much problem, disease, and so many problems, you see, that is so they see. So it's like Africa or somewhere, you know, very, very unhealthy place, or very unhealthy, and a lot of disease, a lot of contagious disease, a lot of people dying, you know, family. That's just a lot of disease, everything disease in it. So you're so scared. You see, you have no attraction to be there, you know, even for 1 day or every minute, you see, then you will get this disease or whatever. So like that, I'm just giving an example. So this is how they see, you know, even the human beings who have great wealth or who have, you know, all those wealth, and they know. This is without talking the, you know, the meditator, say, who entered the path, you know, who has you know, the renunciation of the whole inter samsara, or the higher beings, you know, how they see, you know, without talking that. This is the This is from the God. This is our Lord. We think it would be a great pleasure, whatever. This is total disgusting, you know. So much suffering. So couldn't find wellness in my attraction, you see. Then for the go through this, you know, this this compassion of wish and then the there's a more age. There's a number, I don't remember now. Anybody can remember? 6, 2, 2, 2, 2, so, there's no stage. Then there's another one stage. Up to the lower age. You know, after that, you don't speak up number. Then there you start to remove the delusion, you see. The gross delusions, very gross delusions, you see. But yet the visible ones, you know. So not removing the imprint, the seed, not that. So for that you need to, you know, direct perception of intimacy, and that occurs, that depends on the beginning, having the renunciation to whole impressions. So here it doesn't have that. then after that, the God to be eaten. So, because having removed those visible delusions, then sometimes mind feels so happy, sometimes depressed. Like that, you know, God to be eaten. I think before that, Joba Ichi. Then God to be eaten. Then, next time, draw tight to it. So this is about 6 hours. I think maybe I might have left one somewhere. So draw tight to it, the last one. So the, I think they removed the first one, 3 gross one, then division, then middle one, then the next part, they removed the 3. Middle one, the delusion, then the last one, three subtle one, I think. But there's all Nudula, the visible one, see. Then after, when this 6 compassion is done, so this is how you go to the foundry, you see, from the ground. Then from there, you know, for the 4 levels of the firm contemplation of the follicles, then from that first one, second one, you go to again compare the second one is better, second one is better state, and more longer life, all this more peace, and then the first one is more suffering, like that, you see, you analyze. Then to go through the 6 compassion, then you reach the same level. Then I think you do analysis, the ones are the sovereign nature, and then the third one's more peace and happiness, you see. Then you see you're attached to that, then you seek for that. So to do the meditation through the 6 compassion, then you, after completing that, you reach that. So you go to the 4 level. Then go bored, the inner happiness, desire for meditation, you go bored of that. Then you see for indifference, indifference. Aber dann diese andere Sache, die den Form der mir können mit so Sachen Computer und so. Dann wird der Form ist eben. So that I didn't choose this approach. So I didn't choose meditation through this approach. You know? And this is then, so the first one is limitless space. then I can see after you see that, then you look at the natural suffering, which is one natural suffering, which is one natural suffering. See? And then you look for it, the limitless as consciousness. So that one, look, that's the second stage, look at better, more. Look at the one better state. So then, with the attachment, you see. So with the better, then. So you totally detach to the first one, the limitless space. The devotee is apprehension, and this is meditation, then you reach that one, limitless sky, you see, consciousness. Then when you reach that, then again, look at that natural suffering, the next one better. You see, the nothingness. So you look for that. Then go to again this meditation, 6 hours. Then you achieve that, nothingness. So then, then when you reach that, then look at the natural suffering, you look at the typical samsara, you see, better, you know, more peace, you know, better, you see. So, you know, comparing to that one, then you see, you realize the state of nothingness, the real nothingness, only natural suffering, you know. And then to go to six apprehension, six comprehensions, you see, and this is the meditation. Then you achieve the, typical samsara. Till sometimes. Then, after you achieve that, then there's no higher samsara realm. It's to compare, to look at, to discover, this till samsara is only natural suffering, you see. Something higher realm, next higher realm is, you know, more better, more peace, you see. So there's nothing to compare to. So now here what happens? You have a total detachment. You have complete total detachment. Desire and pleasures. Desire only natural suffering and all the pleasure of desire. You know, only natural suffering, you see, total disgusting. Completely, you know, awful, disgusting. what we think is great, you know, it's hallucinated. We are, it's a hallucination, you see. So, the desire and pleasure, totally disgusting. And then, now, also the form realm, all that happening, see, all natural suffering. You know? And even the formless realm, the first, second, third, all natural suffering. So, the only thing that we don't discover is the till samsara, is the all natural suffering. We don't discover because there's no higher realm to compare to. So then you see that then the trouble is that so you have renounced, you have total renunciation, desire realm, form realm, formless realm, the previous three. You have total renunciation. Seeing everything is only suffering, actually. So then after when the karma finishes to be in the chitta samsara, then we see then you have reborn again. In the air, reckon again. See, so then you get rid of those lower, just samsara. But then sometimes, I think sometimes believing, you know, because many visible delusions are removed, so then believe as achieved liberation. When the karma finishes, then you see a liberation again. But then the heresy rises. So the heresy rises, you know, the true liberation. So however, when the karma finishes, so they are going to burn. You know, they are going to burn, see, those realms. So that is because, now here the important point is here, you have to understand. Because that being, you see, has the realization, you see, the renunciation, desire realm, form realm, even the three other previous former Jirama has an ascetic, total aversion, disgusting, could not find attraction for one second. Yeah. But except the two, sometimes the last one. So because of that, so I didn't have an ascetic to that. So then they were again, the devil again reincarnate. You see, the point is here, point here, you see. So not an ascetic to that, you know, the last one. So then, because that didn't reincarnate. And also didn't have a wisdom directly perceive emptiness. So to stop the incarnating, you have to seize the delusion, the cause of the delusion, the seed, the seed of delusion which nature imprint, you have to seize that. So that you need to wisdom directly perceive emptiness. So it didn't have that. That's why I got reincarnated. So like that, out of time. So anyway. So thinking this way can help some for the narcissism character attachment, you see. So anyway, so however, you see, how whole entire natural suffering and the samsara pleasure, how there is no natural suffering. So I think, so this, how to say, So this reflecting this, you know, many how sometimes natural suffering, you know, especially how pleasures, some of the pleasures of natural suffering, that is all natural suffering, so that. So, so discovering, you know, meditating through meditation, through analysis, like a scientist, you see, analysis. So the analysis, how it is natural suffering, you see. Meditation, you see. So the analysis, that's also meditation. Analysis of meditation. So analyzing, you see, how to natural suffering. So that gives college. College, you see, to you, to be free from, aversion to those samsara pleasures, the aversion, and discovering that nature of suffering, you see. So it gives courage to you, and you see, wish to be free from this forever. So feeling so disgusting, you see, wish. Particularly, those things, some sort of pleasure that one was so strongly attached to drawn to, see. So they maintain those, discover how the nature of the natural suffering. So anyway, so and also you see, you know, the benefits of spiritual liberation, ultimate happiness forever. You know, you're free from all the suffering forever. Then of course there's also a great liberation. However, so, but then it makes your mind so happy. So makes your mind so happy, restrained from engaging in the karma, in unrighteous action. You see, makes mind so happy. More you see samsara, natural suffering, samsara pleasures, and as you are suffering, more you see, more you meditate, more you discover, as the only way for suffering, and then see more aversion generated, then more strong wish gets liberation, you see. So, see, then you see, then to take vow, to take ordination, to take vow, lay vow, lay vows or the lay vows, you know, the eight precepts or the five lay vows or the the say, then the you know, the monk nun, the sarsi vow, the tranquility vow, whatever. So so happy. So you see, so you don't, after you take, when you take so happy, and also when you're living in that so happy mind, so happy, you don't feel, you do not feel you are prisoned. You do not feel you are living in prison. You see, so happy. More you discover through meditation analysis by scientists, you see, more you analyze how natural suffering, the samsara, samsara pleasures, and the ones that we are kind of drawn to, attached to, so strong, see, you know, those samsara pleasures. So, more you see the suffering and more aversion, more you want to, more you see, want to feel that in situation, see, so strong like this. So then, the means to achieve liberation, the means to be free from this suffering. So then, the very basic one, you know, the taking vow, living vow, see, there's lay vows, there's, you know, the monk vows. And so happy for them. because you know, this is the path, you know, this protects you. This is a foundation, see, fundamental protection for you. And protect from delusions, from the karma, from those other sufferings, or sometimes all these things. so strong thoughts, the elevation, so strong that is, then, so when you're living in the vows, your mind is so happy, so it's, say, not somebody who forced you, but it's coming from your own heart. You know, so happy, see, like say, like somebody who is living in prison a long time, you know, then somebody want to suddenly release you, you know, one day suddenly you come to know that you're liberated today, or then suddenly you're released from prison, how you so happy, so like that, you see. Yeah. So this is means knowing this is the way to get out of samsara. See, so so day and night, the mind is so happy. You know, like yeah. So like somebody who worked so hard, you know, most of the year, and then you got time to go vacation. You see. Vacations, see, on the snow mountains, or the vacation on the ice, or on vacations, or anyway, dismantle. So you're also hard, you see, then you have time for vacation, see, you can, you know, go somewhere, see. So anyway, you know, skiing on the mountain, or on the ice, or the skiing on the water, or see, so anyway, for vacation, see, in a few days is so happy. So this is much, even much more happier. This is where you can achieve liberation. It's an empowerment to achieve liberation, remove the cause of the suffering, so delusion, karma, and achieve liberation forever. So there's no change. There's no coming back into suffering. See, so that I said, what thing? So you see, so there you need to take the shortcomings of. All the shortcomings, you see, harm this life, and all the coming future lives, and all the sufferings, you see, then it harms others, you know. And so if you engage in this unrighteous action, then you think all the benefits, you know, all the benefits, even, so as Karakunya said, You see, even the obstacles of yourself, others, you know, but and exceed the attainment of Sulam, general attainment, Sulam attainment. So, similar in the adverse talk of mission that, you know, the third stanza, examine also mind, trouble, your thoughts. Then, no matter at the minute when the delusion arises, so no one's happiness as it endangers oneself, as it makes oneself evil and others evil. For example, anger rises. When you get angry, then also it causes others to get angry. Yeah, not only destroy your own merits, not only destroy your own liberation, your enlightenment, your liberation, but by destroying the merits, you see. So you destroy your enlightenment, liberation. not only day-to-day peace of mind, you see. So, and happiness which allows you destroy. So, and then you call, then when you get angry, and then you also they cause others to get angry to you. So upset and angry, then they also cause destroy others, so also the enlightenment, the depression, the happiness, you know. And also the moment, the day-to-day is a peace of mind, you see. So it endangers, it even makes evil oneself. And evil, it makes others also become evil. So that. So, besides oneself, other many sentiments become evil or endangers. So, to create obstacle to achieve liberation and happiness, and to quickly cause the karma to be upon the inner law, like that. So, that's the same, yeah, what Karakum is saying. then it says, the minute when delusion arises, it endangers one, it makes evil ones or others. Then immediately, I'll practice, diligently, forcefully, diligently and forcefully. So, the whatever delusion, attachment, the whatever delusion, I'll practice to avert it diligently, forcefully. So it means without delay, in a second, you know, so if you become late, even a second, then you see, it destroys all your merits, already, you see, like in the Buddha Chavatara, you know. So if you get angry to a Bodhisattva, you know, then who's level much higher, then you see, you destroy the merits that have collected for 1,000 eons, method, practice of morality, charity, so forth, you know, all those things what you did for 1,000 eons, you see, then the one second anger is all of us. So, see, so, 가와 똥도 되세겠어요. 지난 대지 초라서 콘도치겠죠. 콘도치겠죠. 소리, 하는 팔에서, 제일 제목을 할 때 support for one time, even, all the medicine to support one time, second, one second is analyzing. For that, so for example, if you delay, we don't delay 1 second, you know, then, if you already defeated you, destroy your medicine, destroy everything. And so that, therefore without delaying a second, avert. The tension to rise, you know, avert, you see. The force play, force play, force play, cook immediately, you see. So that, so the same, you know. how you going to avert that in second, you see, forcefully. Then by you see two methods, method of within wisdom, the applying with meditation, longer meditation, how the method and how the comes with method and wisdom, see. Applying those, see. So just without specifying what meditation, but just general, see. So there. restrain the Buddhist mind engaging in the analysis action. Restrain the Buddhist mind engaging, Buddhist mind moving or engaging the analysis action. So, the trauma benefits. Then if you do that, then eliminate one obstacle worse than others. So the same, third stanza, you see, from the eight verse to observation, then makes one of evil and others evil, so the same here. As an obstacle here, eliminate obstacles worse than others, so what that, so that you see, engaging yourself in, controlled by delusion, then engaging in karma, then also you cause others, also to have delusion, engaging in karma. So you achieve the common and sublime attainment. So the common is eight cities. Sublime cities, the mountain, the mountain, the mountain. So here, thinking the benefits, you see, if you restrain your Buddhist mind, engaging immoral actions or unnatural actions. So here, what I'm saying is, what gives courage is that think of the shortcomings, then think of the benefits. If you restrain from the what you get. So that's extremely important. So if you look to expand from this point, you see. the next one, which is three times day and night, again, examine, to that part. That in from it, which is the third standard, which is a very important subject. Just look there and up from that. So anyway, that if you don't apply meditation, when delusion arises, see, the danger to arise delusion, you don't apply meditation, you don't 是啊 pacify， 不能 control， 不能 pacify。If you don't defeat it, if you don't defeat him, so if you always give the victory to the delusion and take the loss on yourself, you know, always give it victory over the victory to attachment, victory to and you know, for delusions and then take the loss on yourself. So if you don't do practice, if you don't do Dharma practice, if you don't, what he saying is, if you don't do Dharma practice, what happens? And that will happen in your life. Now in future, what happened to you? So then the delusion, you see, delusion increases. Then it becomes, more difficult. So it is, that's it. So it says in Sutra, so it says, so who likes to sleep, you know, who likes sleep, who likes to be attached to sleep, then this is a the sleep you know, increases, you know, heavy, so then becomes a very difficult. That's not very difficult, see. Teaching to the tongue, by that, with a great attachment to the alcohol's tongue, you know, sending, then you become, you drink more, you see. So then it leads to destroy your life, it leads to so many difficulties. Even the normal, or even the common, you know, jobs, works, can't unable to do, you see. So it brings so many problems. However, so it says, so then the, you know, if you always let the delusion rise, you know, the, yeah, giving the victory to delusion, taking the loss on yourself like that, always let yourself be under control by delusion, by tsunami of delusion, you see. You let the tsunami of delusion happen on you, on your life, in your mind, you see. So however, that so each time the attachment rises, it leaves negative imprint back on the metal canoe. So then the imprint becomes heavier and heavier and heavier. Each time anger rises, if you don't practice patience, each time anger rises, it leaves negative imprint. negative imprint back on the metal canoe. So and heavier and heavier negative imprint. You see, and so like that. So that makes future life very difficult, practice Dharma, to avert or to abandon delusions, you see, makes very difficult. So, similar thing applied with the end of the delusion, so that, makes future very difficult. So heavier imprint, heavier negative imprint. Then you see, difficult control, the delusions. So that, so, then,